Welcome to The Ether. Today's Thursday, April 21st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the GT Capital discussion with Play Nitty. Let's take a listen.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Please, can you just make a voice for Gugus? He's also from our guild.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hello, guys. Nice to meet you. So, yeah, as Premek mentioned, I've recently joined Play Nitty as a content creator. I've also taken over the Axie Infinity section of the things, and I will be the main coach for the academy side of things.
Okay, cool. I think we can, like, wait for a few minutes and let people join the room.
Okay. I'll assume people will join in over the next few minutes, but I think we can maybe slowly start. The space will be recorded. We will upload it later. So anyone who's not here yet will still be able to listen to it later. Let's start with introductions. I'm Ernestas, part of GT Capital, and been kind of following Play Nitty along their journey and in their Game Guild project. Gugus, excuse me, how do you pronounce your name? Gugus?
Gugus is fine.
Gugus, okay. Could you introduce yourself again?
Hello, yeah. As I mentioned before, I recently joined Play Nitty to take over the content creation side as well as being the content creator for our upcoming academy section. And I also am creating content for Axie Infinity on YouTube. I do that on the daily. There's about 33,000 subscribers on there so far. So that's what I do.
Okay. And who do you have from Play Nitty team?
Hello, I'm Shomek. I'm a co-founder of the Play Nitty team. I am from CAO and we'll be glad to give you all the answers for your questions. Hello, everyone.
Okay, so I guess let's first discuss everything that happened since your launch. When exactly did you launch? The TG was like at the end of last year, right? And I would say a lot of things happened. You've been like writing updates every week, then doing monthly updates, then doing quarterly updates. Your Twitter is very active with making announcements almost every few days. So maybe let's start there. Like, what's the biggest things you did? What you're most proud of?
Okay, so let's get back 4 months. At the 9th of December, as I remember, it was our launch. And we started as a guild that plan is to enter play-to-earn market with high impact. Nevertheless, as all participants know, play-to-earn market has some fluctuations. It is not only connected with Terra, it is on all chains that most of the games are created on inflationary tokens that crash sometime, and it is quite hard to play those games, because it is not only about playing good games, but it is also about choosing the games that will last in this demanding economy.
Your mic cut out.
Cut out? Okay. Can you hear me now? Sorry, yes. Because... Yes, okay, sorry.
The inflationary token.
Ah, okay. So it is hard, not so easy in current market. It's all about crypto market and the play-to-earn market. Play games like it was about half a year ago, where there was Axie Infinity, basically, and we had sustainable economy. For now, most games just come to the market, last 1 month or 2 months, and they have a big inflation, and the game crashes sometime. And we are planning to make our own game. Announcement will be, I think, in a couple of days. That will be mostly deflationary game, where there is fights and battles between players, and not everyone can win. So the economy will close, and the game should sustain most of the time, I think, more than those games that are released. And we hope that we can make on our experience a big gamified project that gives a value and a sustainable economy. I think that for now, one thing that I can tell about this game we are preparing is that all PLY, stakers and our loyalty system users will have preferential access to the pre-sale of the game tokens. So you can just wait a few days, and we'll announce everything and details, and PLY stakers will have bonus pre-farming opportunities for this game. Second thing we are planning to develop is Academy, and I think Gugus will tell more about this Academy we are preparing now.
Yeah, so that's the main reason why I joined Playnity, because of the goal to create Academy. So as Premek has mentioned, with the play to earn section currently is going through a change, I don't search, and people are just looking to cash in, causing a crash in the markets. And then it comes to the non-informed scholars that are entering the markets as well. After Axie Infinity, people are not looking to stay as long. So with the Academy, we want to educate the scholars, we want to educate the wider community around those projects, around play to earn, around play and earn, which is currently the new narrative, so that people have access for one package rather than buying some expensive courses to educate themselves. We can provide that on our platform, not only for our scholars but for the wider market, and they can learn from the ground up, from the real basics like connecting your wallets and creating adding your first tokens. They can go through the journey of educating themselves rather than just straight jumping into a play to earn game, which is quite complex at first. So we want to enhance and simply educate the community, which not many people are doing right now. They're just farming scholars, they're just gathering those people that will do tasks for them rather than growing with them. So that's the main focus on the Academy. And also, I think it's worth mentioning the burning event that we had in March, but I think Przemek is better educated on that than we had.
Yes, we have a lot of plans for now in the scope of Academy. Like Gugu said, we have plans to make a big community about play to earn, and our plans for next half a month are also releasing Genesis NFT collection. For now, we also will have a buy and burn event. For now, we're thinking about better choosing games to play and to have sustainable rewards from playing and for our scholars and coaches. Mentioning NFT Genesis collection, which will be on 5th May released, we have a few whitelist slots for this discussion. So let's see, we can give, let's say, 3 whitelist slots for this, so host can choose 3 people that from this MAI can be chosen to take these whitelist slots.
Okay, so yeah, a lot of things are happening. You're making your own game, right? Yeah, that's a big one, because I don't think like anyone really expected you, like originally, to make a game, to make your own game. But I can understand like where these wishes to maybe change the market are coming from. Let's take a step back and let's talk about what you've done, not what's still to come. We can start with the games themselves, because you keep announcing new partnerships with new games, and you mentioned that that maybe the games itself in the industry are kind of bad and are based on inflationary tokenomics, etc. But then, even though you think they're bad and they're inflationary, you announced like partnerships with like 10 different games. So what do these partnerships mean? If you're partnering with them, you obviously see value with them. How they are different, if they are different, like what are you doing with those partnerships?
Okay, so those partnerships are for early entrance for those projects, game projects, and to support them in the early stage. And as a guild, we have preferential access to the resources in those games. And of course, when we choose games, then we believe in those games, that they have more healthy tokenomics and economy than other games. But still, we think that based on our experience and the scope of...
I think your mic got out again after "we think."
Ah, okay, so... after "we think," I'm talking about the games that we are approaching, and economies of those games are quite sustainable, because the level of the deflation is quite high, and we hope that we can make our own game that the deflation will be even higher than the inflation after 2 or 3 months, because of the rivalry and challenges between players. And to win those, some players will be able to win, and some players will be able to not maybe be able, but they will lose, and the economy will be closed. It is more healthy economy. As you ask about some partnerships we are making, we're trying to make some research. We do not want to stay near the market and look at those games. We just want to dig in some games and understand their economies and ideas to make some better games and to survive on this market, because we hope our main objective for now is to wait for some big games that will sustain for a long period and will be beneficial. And for Guild, it will be just some kind of booster to to go up and develop. So maybe more about those games. Google can tell about games we are partnering with and how we see those games. Can you say something more, Google?
Sure. I think having Collie here would be beneficial, but he couldn't make it. But with the regard to the partnerships that we are announcing, I think the games that are upcoming right now in the next couple of months, I think those games have learned quite a lot of lessons from Axie Infinity, which is the main one that has somewhat fallen. And what we really have a game that's fundamentally steady enough to be building a large scholarship program around it. Axie Infinity used to be that thing a couple of months back. A lot of guilds were built around that project, and a lot of guilds profitably built around that project. Currently, we don't have that game that we could just be infinitely expanding in. So I think the better decision that we are going forward is to scout those new projects that are taking advantage of lessons that they could have learned from Axie Infinity. Those games at a beneficial for us package, which is the guild package that Przemek has mentioned, and those games that we partner up with is Arnineko, Nicoverse, Elysium, Ape Iron, Kitsumon, and Rebel Bots. All of these games we have entered in the last month or two, and yeah, that's the reason why we're entering them, just to be a little bit more liquid, more fluid with the games that we can enter and choose, and then we offer them our community, we offer them players, and they can do the same for us, offer us a package. So that we can enter those games at an early stage and see what the games are about.
Understood. Okay. And what do you think of the games on Tel itself, with like Deviants launching their booster pack opening? I think the Derby is launching in May, or like starting, like soon is starting their demo. There's other games on Tel building. What's your feeling on Terra's gameplay?
With Deviants, we had contact with Deviants. We have a few calls, as I remember. And their game is based on cards. You must understand that a lot of games, not only on Terra, are approaching guilds. There is tens and hundreds of games that want to just have some connection with us, and mostly it's chosen by our scoring system. So for Terra games which are coming, they are quite promising. We think that maybe Derby Stars is a quite promising game. For Deviants, we had a few calls. It was about 3 months ago, I think, or 2 months ago, and I don't remember the details. Maybe Collie would know them, but for now he is not here with us. It is quite promising game, and I don't remember the arrangements with particularly Deviants, but for now, what I can tell is that we are buying some NFTs from Derby Stars. They are going to release this game in the future. But for now, we think that it's for Terra. It is quite most promising game. Just for me, maybe Gugus has another vision of that, but. Terra, in my opinion, will have a wave of play to earn soon. It depends also on the crypto market, not only on the Terra environment, but there must be some ignition and some kind of new people entering Terra system with new energy. And it cannot probably happen without some wide crypto hype that is based on some hopes that something will develop. But Terra has a very early good foundations to the play to earn hype. And I hope and I think that everything what's best is before us. But it depends on a lot of factors and some political factors and some traditional outside crypto factors. There are so many factors, but I hope that if the hype for play to earn will go back, it will affect Terra mostly, because it is games could see all the mistakes made by all the games before them. So I think that Terra games are quite mature, and I think that if the hype to play to earn globally goes back like it was in September, October, or earlier, even November, then Terra will have this hype on highest level for now. That's my opinion.
I unfortunately have time to analyze the Terra chain and the Terra games that are popping up. But yeah, everything that Przemek said sounds to be the way that things are going, and we see new chains being added in, and hopefully Terra games that are promising can deliver what the games that we already seen couldn't.
And speaking of chains, I believe you started with Binance and Terra, and then you expanded somewhat recently to Ethereum. Do you plan to expand into more chains? And what does each chain support mean? Like, does it come with functionality on that chain? Or is it more of like you can find liquidity there? What's your plan with that?
No, just simply being on more chains mean directing wider community. So there are communities for Terra, there are communities for BSC and for Ethereum. Terra is, of course, our, let's say, mother chain. So this is basic chain for us. Maybe in some future we will think about going to new chains, but it must clarify a little which chain will develop in the area of play to earn. And sometimes one can say that Solana is good chain, but it is also the case that they had some hype on this chain for play to earn games, and for now it is just hype going down, and I think that going to new chains in the near future is possible, and we will make it. We have one chain in our scope, but I would not say this now because it is in the development team and it is not 100% yet accepted, but we have some possibility to enter some chain that we think that will develop. And for now, we think that going to other chains lets us get more communities into our scope, and all communities are different. And Terra has a great community and very good energy and hope to for the better future on blockchain. But anyway, we want to just gather those communities from other chains just to concentrate on our main chain, but make them possible to buy our token, invest in a guild in other chains if it's possible, if they haven't yet make some, let's say, investments on Terra at all. So after all, most functionalities are on the Terra chain, and we see that a lot of people that used other chains are moving to use our Terra part of application. Just they change from other chains, so they are migrating here because we give more most functionalities. NFT collection will be exclusively for Terra, for example, the new coming NFT collection, and more details are on our Twitter appearing about this collection coming.
Okay, understood. So then if the new NFTs will be on Terra, and it's fine for you to not answer if it's like we're still waiting for a reveal, but the new token, because from my understanding there will be a new token for your new game, will that be on Terra only too, or is there a plan to go into all the chains together with Plinity?
I can tell you that for now there are only plans for Terra to go with this new token, and there will be exclusive better opportunities to enter this token yearly with our PLY token, but we are not saying that we will not expand it, our game, to other chains. But the basic idea for now is just to be on Terra, start on Terra, and gather the community around this game. The game will be based on lands concurring between each other for this new token. There will be many possibilities to have some kind of battles between those lands, attack other lands, take other lands' token, and some players will win and some players can lose in this game, and the economy should be much healthier. And there will be some kind of play and earn trend going in, because we hope that some kind of rivalry and strategy based games like Civilization in 1990s years coming to the market, gaming market. It was very good game, and other strategic games that that was played without earnings. So we want to make a game that's funny to play, it's interesting to play. And the second thing is that you can earn besides that for playing if you are good at this game.
Okay, so in all of this, the first thing that you will launch, the first upcoming thing, is the profile pictures NFTs. Or is that not part of the game? That's from like Plinity itself?
Okay, let me clarify. The first NFT collection that's coming now at the beginning of the May is Genesis collection, which allows to a lot of utilities that can be found on our site, Plinity.io. In the menu, you should choose NFT, and there will be Plinity the Genesis, and you can see what you will have if you own this NFT. And if you own this NFT, you will have, among others, better chance to have lands in our game and token for our game. There are other utilities that you can read. But later, we will have our collection of lands that will be part of the game. And between those lands, there will be some conquering, like I said earlier. And the token will be released also simultaneously to the NFT release of lands. So there will be two things: lands NFTs, which will differ in their attributes, attack power, defense power, possibility to harvest, and so on. And there will be also graphical representations of these attributes, and there will be a big map of those lands where players can conquer between others, or just conquer lands that are nobody's, so you can just conquer other lands and so on. More details will be announced soon.
Understood. So that the upcoming Genesis Plinity NFTs, they're part of Plinity, not the game, but they will have some utility in giving you like better access to the new assets of the game, right?
Correct. It's Plinity's
but giving access.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, understood. And the lands themselves will be part of the game, not part of Playnity. But Playnity, like interacting with Playnity, will give you access to those new game assets. Understood. One of the things that you released and was very positively received was your new staking program. You launched only with liquidity staking, then later you added single asset staking, but then later you added this kind of interesting and I would say unique model where people are gaining experience points based on how much they stake. And as they gain experience points, they level up, and each leveling up gives them access to better staking with better yield, or a UST staking that like doesn't cost you anything, just gives you some Playnity token emissions. And from my understanding, that's like one of the main, or if not the main, way to get access to the all of the upcoming NFTs, both the lands of the game and also the Genesis profile picture Playnity NFTs, right?
Yes, this is the main thing that we give rewards and access to other assets like Genesis collection or lands, future lands, and by Genesis NFTs access to token, pre-sale token, and all packs, this is called Playnity experience points, they are gathered on our system, and the direct and not indirect routes, ways are for the rewards as a result of gathering those packs points. And I can say one more thing, that in a few days, maybe week, there will be some announcement about this, that packs points that are gathered and will be gathered will have impact on how many game tokens you will be able to get in a pre-sale phase. So for now, not only opening those 15 levels, but also access to this token yearly for those who have more packs, then more packs points give you more tokens, game tokens to pre-farm. So that's the thing that we want to reward our loyal members of our community.
So let's say if someone really wants to gain access to those Genesis NFT whitelist spots, are they too late to stake now? Will they be too slow to acquire appropriate levels, or can they still do it?
For now, it is also possible to gather. It depends how much our tokens you have, but the first levels are not so hard to acquire. Last levels are much harder to acquire, but as you can see, differences between levels are not linear, so you need just a little points to gain first level, second, third, fourth, but you need a lot of tokens to have last levels. So all the rules to gather those PEX points are described on our site. You can just go to our application site. It is app application in the menu, in a Playnity.io. When you click app and the Terra, then you go to the application, and then you choose packs from the menu, and you will see all the details, and you can count how much points you will gather in those days till beginning of the May, and you can just see how many whitelist places you can get, or if any, because it requires some points. It's much easier when someone earlier began to gather those points, but it's not impossible to gather them now. I think it's enough time left to gather those points. There are some bonuses from staking those points in a period of time, and there are multipliers, so you can just take into consideration if it's possible for you just to get those whitelist places or not.
Yeah, if I think if people are interested in the whitelist, the time aspect is very important. I've been using it from almost day one. And kind of the main way you get the points is the multiplier. Because I think after only like staking for a week or something, like it like doubles, triples, quadruples. Like after a month, it's like 8x the points. So majority of your points come from like the time staked. So if anyone's interested and wants to get that like quick whitelist spot, time is often essence, and you want those multipliers going up as quick as possible. Another thing that I really liked about this entire kind of model is that you're allowed to unstake anytime, and you don't lose the points. There's not really like any lock-ins or like big punishment for unstaking. The only punishment is that you lose your multiplier points that later accumulate again, but the actual experience is not lost. So it's very, very forgiving. And if you just want to reach a certain level for a whitelist spot or whatever, you can just quickly do that and then exit it if that's what you want. I think the system in general was very well received. We even saw it in the token price too. I think when you launched it, it went up.
Yes, and we had many conceptions at the beginning when launching those points, but it was also took into consideration if our points should be deleted or decreased when someone unstakes tokens, but after all, we decided that those points will remain, and I think that was correct choice.
Yeah, I agree. I've been enjoying the system a lot. Also, I remember something about you announcing an esports team, like pro team, something like that. How is that going? What's the goals of it?
All right, I think I can take over this one. So, yeah, we've seen the games moving towards a more of a play and earn kind of a narrative, and I think some of the games that are popping up will have a skill factor. So the people that are, it's not that everyone will make money in those games. It's people that are actually skilled, and those that end up higher in the leaderboards will be rewarded, like we have seen in Axie Infinity, where they have the seasons, and they also have released an Axie Esports grant for this year, so they are officially sponsored Axie Infinity tournaments. So I'm gathering a team for Playnity. We are doing whatever we can for Axie Infinity currently, as that's really the only game that has those events. And yeah, we want to build a community where those guys can grow with us, and they can partake in tournaments representing Playnity, and they get the benefits of the Trinity for the benefits that they will have when the Academy launches as well. So it's a slow growing project, because Axie Infinity is a bit of a weird spot currently, moving between the second version and the third version. So it's hard to make a decision to build a team, because we don't really know which model they're gonna go with, and how many tournaments will be happening on which version. But once that stabilizes, we really want to go into the esports section and get some more content creators and streamers on board, so that they can represent Playnity and grow the brand exposure as well. So more people can hear about the project, and that's obviously tied with the Academy as well, because once people want to partake in those tournaments, they need to learn how to play those games effectively and efficiently. So that's That's what the academy will be producing for them.
Understood. Is there any other bigger things you want to mention from like what was released, what was done? I'm like going through my head and I don't remember anymore, but maybe I missed something.
I'm not sure if it was mentioned. I might have mentioned it briefly, but I think on March 14th, there was a burn event, our first one, right? Maybe Przemek can talk a little bit more about that. 7.5
million. I have already mentioned about this. We will have now, it will be announced today or tomorrow. About other burning season. Another thing that I would like to mention is that long-term objective for Guild is to catch the incoming wave of big companies from the gaming industry from the outside of the crypto into that will come into the crypto, and we just want to hang to this moment, which will elevate Guilds to the next level in the area of crypto. And of course, main thing for now is to catch the best games that have a healthy economy, and in the future that we will be able to make a lot of plans for the scholars. Let's say there is not only positive way of guild, there is something that there are of course trouble, like in all projects, because if you play one game that fades away after 1 month, then you have to train all scholars that were in this game to another game, and it's not so easy just moving between games just like one day and it's done. We have to move a variety of scholars, but in comparison to very big guilds like YGG or Merit Circle, they have the same problem, even bigger, because it is hard to move between games for only 1 month and train scholars and then change the game. And the market looks like this. But we hope that for now, the play-to-earn market has been downgraded a little, and there is opportunity for some kind of dip in the play to earn to buy the future, which is coming. And I hope this future, especially on Terra, is in bright lights, because I hope that the play to earn will have a second hype. Like it cannot be said if it will be in 1 week or in a few months or maybe on the end of the year. But it is worth to have an exposition on the play-to-earn market, which is developing and finding the real value that will last long time, long years after this. For now, this is some kind of evolution for these games. It's some kind of natural evolution to find the best ways, and all those games are trying to find the best solutions for the crypto. But I hope that finally we will find those solutions, and the best games will last. Comparing it to, let's say, internet hype on in 2000 years. So 1999 and then 2000, there was an internet bubble, and all projects in the internet scope were trying everything, making sites, some silly sites and something like this. But after that, big companies from IT survived and they became one of the biggest companies in the world. I think personally that for now, this is the moment that games had some kind of hype. For now, it is some kind of correction and
some kind of rest period, but it is a good time to buy the future, which is coming. I don't believe that play to earn or play to play and earn, it is called somehow, but it's all about gaming in crypto. I think that there is no possibility that this market will not develop into much bigger scale after big players from traditional market like Ubisoft, EA Sports or Activision and others just going into this market, and this wave will be huge. And for now, maybe not particularly the dip, but it can be, we can be among this dip for the future events that will happen. And of course, it depends on the whole crypto market condition and gaming condition. But I think that this is the future that will develop, and we will have big hype on the play to earn. Of course, no one can say if it will be in 1 week or 1 month or half year. It is obvious that you cannot predict things like that. But I am pretty convinced that it will happen eventually. And having exposition to the play to earn is or by buying new games or leaving it to a guild. Guild, of course, will have some worse times after the play to earn trend is going down, so the guild is also correcting. But we have professionals who are finding those new projects. And if you want to have exposition for play to earn, the guild, it doesn't matter if our guild or our other guild, it is good idea to have a few percent of your portfolio to have exposition for play to earn by guild. It's the simplest way. And if you believe in play to earn and understand the gaming revolution and metaverse, it is quite easy way to just invest in this way. So that's another thing I wanted to mention about our plans and expectations and what we see that may come in the nearest future. And as I said, Terra is quite perfect for this because it is relatively to Ethereum or BSC quite small area, but good projects coming, valuable projects coming, and a new hype for the play to earn on Terra can happen in some day. And if you prepare for this quite early and before those events, then you can just be before the market and just to invest in the lower values. So that's the thing I want to mention also.
Okay, so you see investing into a guild almost as like the guild doing a job for you into like finding these like new gems in gaming and like potentially riding like new wave with it instead of trying to manually do all of that, like almost like some kind of index fund for you. Yeah, definitely like interesting way to look at that industry. Yeah, so if anyone has questions, please raise your hand. I think that's possible to do on Twitter Spaces, right? Yeah. And maybe for those who ask the question, we can give that whitelist spot for the NFT, because I can do random. So yeah, let's take a few questions. Please raise your hand if you have one. Mateusz, I added you as a speaker.
You must unmute, Mateusz. Maybe you're talking. Hello. And okay.
Hello guys. I have a few questions. The first one, what's your expectation, about the period of time to take our token, Plainity, to be full deflationary?
Okay, so if you're saying about the Plainity token, then you have to have in mind, like you can see in white paper, and all of the projects mainly are inflationary in some scope. We want to make our game deflationary, but for the Playnity, there are vestings periods that will last, as I remember, to the September, September, and till the last end of the year. So you must see the white paper and see the periods of the locked unlocking tokens periods. But of course, like other projects, Playnity has inflation that we want to fight by buying and burning tokens. But the inflation, you would have to look on the white paper and look to the unlocking periods. It is not completely dependent and known by us, because many people have different decisions. Some want to stake tokens for longer time, some don't, and it's different by using our PEX system, those experience points. We created some opportunities for our loyal keepers of the tokens. So inflation can be seen on the white paper in details, like it was planned, and all the periods of time can be seen there. Unmute if you want to talk, if you have another.
Okay. I have a few another questions, if I can. The second one, I would like ask you about a new token. What will be a max supply of it, and also it will be a deflationary token?
Yes, as I said, we are planning to make a new token that will be a game token, which in the first month or two will have some inflation, and after that we want to make such economy that burning token will be higher than new tokens coming. It will be performed by a different processes in the game, mainly some duels between players and conquering other lands. So one can take from other land, and you can upgrade. You can upgrade your energy. You can upgrade capacity for the token on the land, and so on. A lot of things to upgrade. We will have some our system for balancing. It will. All I can say, it will be based on some sigma factor that will balance that inflation. If the inflation goes too high, then the sigma factor will lower the minting token possibilities on those lands and make higher deflationary actions. So it should keep the sigma factor should keep on the same level or even higher level deflationary token than the inflationary minting token. And some players will win and some players will not. It is quite obvious, but it will be a lot of fun. And I think that it will be a quite new paradigm that in all multiplayer games in the real world, it works like that. And for now, this is all details will be announced soon, so you will be able to see this. But all I can tell you that for now, if you are asking about this second token, then those experience points will be mostly important, and Genesis NFTs. So if possessing Genesis NFT, you will be able to participate in some kind of pre-sale for this token. And second thing is, if you have a PEX points gathered, then you will have opened way to take place in the pre-sale, private pre-sale for this token, and it will work like that.
Okay, you said about take over all other lands, yeah? Well, I'd like to ask you about would they have some tier, you know, some levels of this land, or all of these lands would be the same?
If I understood correctly your question, you were asking about differences between lands, and there will be some levels of lands. There will be I'm not sure if I remember correctly, but it will be something like this, that the level most rare lands, like mystic, legendary, rare, and common lands, and more rare the land is, it has a better defenses bonuses, attack bonuses, minting bonuses, so it is worth to have a better land. But on the public sale, you will buy these NFTs lands in the as unknown land. So you can just buy one land and you can draw a very good land or common land. It will be just, you have a chance to have a greatest land, one of the, let's say, 30 or 40 best lands among 3,000, and it is possible for everyone if you take your chance in the NFT presale and whitelist using. So this whitelist that, as I understood correctly, host all that, whoever asks a question, so you are the one who asked the question, you will get a whitelist slot. So you will have this whitelist slot for a draw in the other collection. It is Genesis collection, but NFT, this NFT from Genesis collection gives you a lot of possibilities to get these lines on the preferential terms and to be on other whitelists. So good luck in the draw.
Yeah, and we have time only for one question, please.
Okay. Hi. I have a question. We have more than 15 levels in the packs.
Sorry, but I couldn't understand the question. It was very hard.
Okay. In this moment, you have 15 levels in the packs system, in the packs point system. If you already receive the highest level, will there be any more challenges to catch?
Ah, okay. I understand that you're asking about the PEX 15 levels. So I can tell you one thing, that we are preparing a new challenges, and it will be based on particularly how much PEX have you gained. So if you have a 15th level, if so, then congratulations, because not a lot of people have a 15th level. But if you reach the 15th level, you can also gather more packs. And how it works, it will be announced soon, that if you have how much packs points have you gathered, then more in the pre-sale on the private round, you will be able to buy game tokens, and it will be for you beneficiary if you gathered more PEX points, even more PEX points. Also, we are thinking about adding three more levels, but it is not confirmed yet. It will be in a few days known. Adding three more places, and those places will be connected with the game, but we are not sure how to do it, because gaining 15th level is quite an accomplishment, and and we don't want to just add anything only for the biggest holders, but we are thinking about some kind of solution. But new PEX points are worth still to gather just because you will have
more tokens to from the game to have in pre-sale around. So that's the thing, that if you still gather PEX points even above those levels of 10,000 to have a 15th level, then you will have more tokens from the game available for the pre-sale.
Okay, thanks for your answer, and thank you for your question. I took note of both of them, both of their Twitter handles, so we will contact you later. And that's it for today. We talked for over an hour. I think we covered a lot of things. Thank you for your time, and have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you
very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the GT Capital discussion with Play Nitty, recorded on Thursday, April 21st, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For terraspaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one, blast off on the two. Help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, Starscream jokers, living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all erect with the dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter. We was all hyped up when the pedal hit the metal. He just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Then envision in the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.